Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Sing it, Marv. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Happy Friday.
Hope you're staying warm.
We got some entertainment news to kick things off. We're also going to get into America's Favorite Sandwich, 2025 edition. We've got that coming up. Google's top Is It Weird searches. That is also on the way for you, along with our schedule, some good stories of the day, all kinds of good stuff. I do want to send, again, a big shout-out to our friends at Tri-City Curling.
Yeah.
Wonderful having them join us. Their big event is going on this weekend. Check it out at 131 Hurley Street in Wisconsin Rapids, just a little ways from us over here.
Yeah, it's not too far down that road.
You can find out more by going to their website, try-citycurling.org, try-citycurling.org. And keep in mind, you can email them if you have more questions and want to know more about the event or more about curling in general. Go to trycitycurlingclub@gmail.com. That's all one word, trycitycurlingclub@gmail.com. Keep in mind, anytime we give information like this off the air, if you reach out to our staff, we'll get you that info.
Absolutely. And it sounds like the Bonspiel this weekend, 8 to 4:30 tomorrow on or Saturday and Sunday, and then the final events begin on Sunday at approximately 2:30. So if you want to find out about what curling is and go see some, like, you know, not Olympic level, because but this is top tier playing here.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
These are all groups coming from around to and it sounds like a fun event.
And you're just showing off now, Bonspiel. I got to say, I got to get that. Get a Bonspiel. Got to get that down.
Bonspiel.
It's a great word. It's a great word.
And it sounds like a fun, you know, there's not a lot of wintertime activities that we can do when it's cold.
Well, and you know, something that actually we're I was talking with Kev about the other day a little bit when we were talking about scouting and everything was the idea of keeping these things around. You know, we've got we have on from time to time our some members from our snowmobile club. Next week we'll have Sheriff Becker on Wednesday. I'm sure we might talk about snowmobiling then. Hunting, fishing, all these activities are losing members more and more over the years, and we want to keep them alive in our state. They're a big part of our state and a big part of our economy.
But everything you just mentioned requires a lot of expensive equipment. Now, curling doesn't seem to have as much.
It's true. I encourage you to look into it, everybody. And we'll mention that, but I mentioned all that info again before we wrap up today. We dive into entertainment news. Will Ferrell, over the weekend, attended a Kings Flyers game in Los Angeles at the arena dressed as Buddy the Elf.
But he looked a little disgruntled in the pictures I saw.
He did look a little rough. I feel like that was part of the bit.
Yes.
I like the idea.
Because the side-by-side pictures of him originally to now.
I like the movie Elf. I like Will Ferrell. A big fan of both. I will say this is not one of those movies we need a sequel of. I think we just got it. I feel like we already got the sequel. It's Buddy the Elf Stays in the States. he kind of gets a little Americanized, a little, you know, and this is the outcome. And there we go. We got the sequel already. We don't need to put a bunch of money and time into another one. Here's hoping the next time we see Buddy, he's back, you know, in his sweater and enjoying life and maybe some sugar in him. Maybe that was it. He just needed some sugar, you know.
He probably did.
It's a big part of his diet. that scene, Ferrell, they did multiple takes on that one, and Ferrell went all in on each one. He said his teeth still hurt. That's a great one.
I'd like to comment, but I haven't seen the movie, James, I can't.
I think it's one of those ones. If you see it, you see it. If you don't, you know.
I don't know. I've had a lot of people tell me that's a really good Christmas movie I need to see.
I think it is. I enjoy it. I think it's a modern classic, Christmas classic. But I you know, movies are so subjective, you know. For every person that likes Elf, there's people that won't like, you know, Llamageddon, which I just don't understand, Melissa. I just don't.
That is one that you have to see to believe.
You really do. Apple TV Plus released a surprise holiday edition of Carpool Karaoke featuring Dua Lipa, Chaperone, and Lady Gaga.
That would be worth seeing. Yeah. That would be fun because they seem like a fun bunch.
During Gaga,
I really don't know much about Dua Lipa, though.
To be honest, I don't either. I'm not that familiar with Chaperone either, to be honest. But I do know they're both really good singers.
Oh, yeah.
And during Gaga's segment, the host surprised her by introducing her to AC/DC singer Brian Johnson. And Gaga revealed that she was an extra in the band Stiff Upper Lip video back in 2000 when she was 17.
Oh, wow.
And she got in trouble because she was headbanging. And they said no. She said, quote, "I was headbanging," and they were like, "Don't headbang. We want it to be modern."
Don't bring the 80s back into this video, please.
Which, how ridiculous is that?
Well, yeah.
It's AC/DC. I don't know if you can listen to AC/DC without
and
headbanging.
Not headbang.
Yeah. That's kind of an interesting little thing that comes out of these.
Find out things that happened in these stars' lives that never got publicized or didn't get talked about as much.
And these are still really popular. I believe James Corbin's been canceled, so I'm surprised that they're still as popular as they are, and people are still doing them.
The car karaoke thing.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. I get why they were popular in the first place and all that. But I don't believe that he's really even a part of them that much anymore. So it just speaks to kind of the popularity of the bit. It was more popular from him and the artists they have on, which I think is noteworthy. I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to take shots at him. I just was never a big fan and never really understood. There's half of the people in the industry. It happened over the holiday with the New Year's coverage and everything. If you took away certain entertainers, and I say that loosely, entertainers' English accent, I wonder how much work they'd have. You know, I mean that in all in jest and in heart, because I think we can all think of at least a couple of people, Russell Brand, that wouldn't have been nearly as popular without an English accent. I'm sorry, but we were honest on this show, and I'm being genuine here.
And Americans are suckers for accents. We just are.
You're so right about this. And a lot of American casting agents are suckers for this. And I've had casting directors tell me this. I have lost at least one role in my career because I was not born in England. And the role we were auditioning for was an American role.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things. There is a different respect given to English actors, like they all come from
royalty.
Yeah, or at least acting royalty or something. And I don't know. I think he's a good example of that. I don't think he'd. What's the most noteworthy thing he did? Probably Carpool Karaoke, and it wasn't necessarily his. It wasn't, you know. So interesting. I thought this one was interesting, too, and we're going to be talking more about this as we get closer to it. Bruce Springsteen has a biopic coming up, and Jeremy Allen White is going to be playing him. Jeremy Allen White, famous from Shameless and The Bear, both very popular shows. He's had a couple of turns in the movie industry as well, big movies. Iron Claw he was in recently with Zach Braff, I believe, or Zach, can't remember which one it is. But the movie itself was very good, and his performances...
Zach Efron,
thank you. He is noteworthy because he is one of these transformers. He just completely transforms into a role and looks very believable for it. And according to this, Bruce Springsteen is saying he sings very well. And Deliver Me From Nowhere, which is the name of the biopic that is going to be coming out. I do believe that it'll be out this year.
Okay.
Springsteen added that he's had a lot of fun being on the set when I can get there. He also spoke about how impressed he was with his singing and his ability to get his mannerisms down. The biopic is based on Warren Zane's book, Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska, his album, and follows Springsteen's journey through the 82 album.
Okay.
And Nebraska was released following Springsteen's massive successful The River album and marked an important time in his life that he discussed only decades after its release. It was recorded on a cassette in his bedroom without Springsteen's signature E Street Band. For those that weren't really around for that time, which, you know, kind of includes me and Melissa, I think some people might forget, Bruce Springsteen was supposed to be the next Bob Dylan. He was, that's the path he was supposed to be on. He was supposed to be more of a rock folk kind of singer, and the E Street Band, and of course, you know, born in the USA, and so much of that stuff really propelled him to more of a pop star.
Okay.
And a rock star,
I would say his legacy isn't necessarily suffered because he didn't go down that route.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Not at all. I think it's interesting the arc that so many of these careers mm-hmm. take.
Yeah.
The movie is being directed by Scott Cooper. It began filming in October. Jeremy Strong, Odessa Young, David Krumholtz, Gabby Hoffman, a bunch of great people in this cast. It's a wonderful cast, and it does seem like get used to these. You know, we're going to be seeing more of these. And there's certain artists like Bruce Springsteen, like Bob Dylan's had about 3 or 4 biopics on him. And not taking anything from the newest one out or anything, but we've seen some of that before already. Not like this, but seen it before. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this about Bruce Springsteen, and there's a handful of other artists out there that I think will be really interesting once they get theirs. We've talked a lot about the Dolly Parton biopic that's in the works.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be another one that so many of these it's not just that they do well in the box office, that they you know make their money back, but they're not that usually as expensive of a movie as a sci-fi like Dune or some of those movies we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. But the awards, just getting a movie nominated is extra bang for your buck when it comes to the studios and everything. And biopics tend to get a lot of love when it comes to the award season.
And it makes sense. People liked knowing the backstory of famous, you know, celebrities that they didn't know. They're interesting.
Yeah, more and more. We're getting more and more curious about that. And as the veil between that and celebrity and the common folk, us regular people, if you will, becomes thinner and thinner with social media, I think that these are going to be only more and more interesting going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That should be interesting. Something very interesting showed up in your email box yesterday. And if it didn't, we want it to. The WFHR newsletter.
Yes, please. We would love you to sign up. It's real easy and it's free. Just go to WFHR.com, sign up right there on our homepage, on our website. All you need to put in is your email address. If you want to give us more information, we would love that too. Always happy to hear feedback about, you know, what you want to hear or see on your radio station here and in your newsletter. And it's free. Comes out at noon every Thursday.
I am so sorry, Melissa, to the audience. I am being very unprofessional. I have the newsletter in my email box, and I'm just looking through it right now. Some really good stuff here, Melissa. I love your openings, by the way. It's one of my favorite parts of these. Not only do we have your weather in there, but we catch you up on stories that you might have missed, and certainly keep you up to date on sports with the good work that Michael Comer is doing.
Yes.
Give you our schedule, in case you were wondering about that. Maybe you missed one of our Midday Magazine interviews. Those are in there. There's always a featured one in there. And Central Wisconsin Reporting.
Yes. Yep. You get reporting here directly from Central Wisconsin. Most of our articles are written by staff at WFHR, either myself, Laura Berg, Chuck Gennaro, obviously our sports writer, Michael Comer. But then also, if, you know, some of our other sport reporters across the state. Mm-hmm. Also, we include some articles from them. If I decide they're pertinent to our area, mm-hmm. I will share them with you.
Yeah. This is really, Melissa Z is executive producer, if you will, of this. And boy, do we appreciate the work that you're putting into this, Melissa. I really, really do. Because I look forward to it every week, and I know I'm not alone. I've heard many in our audience enjoy this letter. It's just getting news right directly to you. And there's so much happening, especially in the last couple of months with the holiday marathon and all of that. There are stories you miss, and we understand that. And that's part of what this newsletter is able to do, is keep you up to date on news that's important to you in your area.
We'll catch you up, and it's definitely a team effort. You know, we have, like I listed off, all of our different staff members that contribute to this newsletter. It wouldn't happen without all of them, so definitely team effort here. Thank you to everybody that contributes, and thank you to you that read and sign up, because the Civic definitely sees those numbers, and they we have one of for our mark, you know, our size market, we have one of the highest click rates.
Yeah,
just to put that out there.
Yeah, that's wicked awesome. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Which means you open up our newsletter and you read our articles and you click through, and that matters, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, it really does. It gives us more abilities here to be able to do better and more for you guys. Mm-hmm. That is what this station is built on, is our listeners, and we appreciate mm-hmm. this area so much for that. And keep in mind, I know this area. I know you guys have opinions, have thoughts. We want to hear them. If you have things that you would like to see articles about, or mm-hmm. you know, you see a story that maybe slipped through our fingers or something like that, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Reach out to any of our staff anytime.
Absolutely.
And again, sign up for the newsletter. Head to WFHR.com. Get on over there and sign on up, everybody.
It's free.
Yes, it's free. go ahead and stick around also, because Melissa and I are going to come back, and we're getting into our top America's favorite sandwich.
Yeah.
The discussion begins coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Not a bad song. Sublime, not a bad song, bad band, but that's not what I have in my check the back seat. Check the back. I love that.
Because, yes, cars get hot quick, but this time of year they get cold quick, too.
Mm-hmm.
So still, check the back seat.
Check the back seat. We want to hear from the audience on this next one. 715-424-2600. We're talking the national, everybody's favorite sandwich, America's favorite sandwich.
Hmm.
A poll for it looked at the most popular sandwiches in America. And we've got the number one for you, and the top eight for you here. We also have a few more sandwich stats for you as well.
Just in case you don't know what to make for lunch.
Yeah, yeah. But we do encourage audience participation, 715-424-2600. And as Melissa and I were touching on earlier, what would you pick for Wisconsin State sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that.
You can also call up using the Civic Media app, just a touch or two away.
2,000 people were asked to name the sandwiches they consider to be one of their favorites, and the number one, by far and away, was grilled cheese.
Yeah, that doesn't really surprise me.
Grilled cheese came in at 42% as the favorite. And actually, I shouldn't say by far and away. It was only about 3% more than chicken sandwiches at number two.
Okay, yeah. I always like me a good chicken sandwich. The chicken has to not be dry. And whether it's grilled or breaded, the chicken has to not be dry.
I'm trying to not eat as much red meat, and so I thought I'd try chicken sandwiches. And I never really had them before. I need them crunchy. If they got crunch to them, I like it.
Okay, so you have to have a crispy chicken sandwich, not a grilled chicken sandwich.
But all right, I liked it. It was really good.
Because, of course, it has to be deep fried for you.
Yes, yeah. We got to knock out any of those healthy things in it, Melissa.
I mean, you could, you know, bread your chicken in pango and bake it. You'd still get the crisp without the deep fat frying. But yeah, all right.
That sounds good too, though. You got me on that. That sounds good. A turkey sandwich came in at number three, quite a ways behind that one.
The classic turkey sandwich, though, it's really great. It's the best with, you know, Thanksgiving leftovers or turkey, fresh turkey leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
But even a deli turkey sandwich can be amazing, depending on what you put on it.
Yeah, it's all about the condiments with turkey for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have had a turkey sandwich, especially, I didn't do it this year, but I've done it in years past. My dad started doing this, and he put a little cranberry sauce on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. It was just some years back that I saw him doing it, and I was like, oh, I'm trying that. And that's good.
Yeah, it's good that way. Otherwise, the classic, you know, lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo. I know you wouldn't have mayo, but whatever, you're weird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't count. I do not count. Ham sandwich came in at number four.
Good ham sandwich. Also, can't go wrong with that. Have to have mustard.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've not eaten a lot, but I've made a lot of ham sandwiches in my time for my dad and my brother and stuff. And you got to put mustard on it. You got to have it. Tuna, 24% at number five.
Ah, a good tuna sandwich is so delicious. But for me personally, lots of mayo, pickles, and onion.
This is probably the one out of all of these that I know people that if they like this sandwich, they love it. And if you get a taste for it in your head, you have to have it.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. I did see something funny the other day. It's like, why do we call it a tuna fish sandwich? We don't call it a chicken bird sandwich.
Although I like the idea of it, would that make these sandwiches more or less popular? I wonder. I don't know.
I want a cheeseburger cow burger.
That's hilarious. I've never thought of that before. I will never not think of that when I think of tuna.
You'll never unthink it.
Yeah.
Oh, because you can't unthink things, James. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. Trust me. No, as hard as I've tried.
You could overthink things. Real easy.
I will challenge anybody on that one. I believe I am the greatest overthinker there is. At number
six. Sorry. One more thing about tuna fish sandwiches. Yeah. For me personally, they got to be on the right bread. White squishy bread.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. That is the best.
I got to say that it can be, I can handle an average sandwich. I can't handle average bread. It's got to be good bread. It's got to be good bread. Everything
Unless
else can
grill
be
it.
Average, but yeah.
Now, if you grill, my mom used to make tuna sandwiches, but she'd wrap them in tinfoil and bake them in the oven. With melty cheese inside. Those were so good.
Yeah, that sounds good. At number six, egg sandos at 21%. That might also include egg salad.
Okay. I don't know what an egg sando is, but egg salad is amazing.
I think you
when
look
it's
at
made
it
well.
That way. Yeah. That it's more of a Japanese egg sandwich. I believe.
Egg sando.
At number seven, my number one, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time, peanut
butter. You also can't go wrong with peanut butter and jelly.
You can't. You just can't. Whether you're using crunchy peanut butter or regular creamy or what kind of jelly you use.
Any of the nut butters, really. Almond butter, pecan butter. Is there pecan butter? I've never seen it. That'd probably be pretty expensive. Hmm. Cashew butter, Nutella, which is hazelnut spread.
Yeah, all good
chocolate.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's also jelly that has bacon in it that takes your peanut butter and jelly sandwich to the next level.
No, I bet. Yeah, I got to try that one. That sounds really good. Mm-hmm. And at number eight, wrapping up the list, meatball sub at 19%.
Meatball sub.
That's a classic.
Oh, I miss a good meatball sub.
Like a good sub. I love a good sub. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. It's a great meal. Love a good sandwich. Sandwiches are awesome.
Sandwiches are awesome, and they're often underrated.
Mm-hmm. And here are some more sandwich stats for you. The average American eats 6 sandwiches a week, or just over 300 a year. They make up around 30% of the average person's diet.
That's higher than I anticipated.
Would have never guessed at 30. I probably wouldn't have even gone to 20%. That's a lot higher than I would have expected.
Well, and you got to ask too, what makes a sandwich? Does that include things in pita bread? Does it include wraps? Does it include hot dogs and brats?
Yeah, they threw a curveball in there with that meatball sub at the end. Now I'm just thinking of subs. Yeah.
Right. Are they hoagies? Yeah. Do those kind of sandwiches? Like,
we've got a couple of more stats for you, but first let's get to our listeners. Good morning. You're on the show.
Once again, James, your list is wrong.
Enlighten us, Kevin.
Yes.
What is one of the most important sandwiches that is not on this list? Maybe it's further down, but it should be in the top five.
Hmm.
A good old BLT on Texas toast.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Oh, and
yes.
Texas toast, too. Yeah, that's a good
man
one.
Man after my own heart, Kevin.
That's a good one.
Why isn't that on the list?
Yeah, why isn't it? I thought it would be number one, personally.
I thought BLT would at least be in the top five. I thought for sure it would be. I did not pre-read the list, and I was just in my head. I'm like, wow, that is. I was gonna text Melissa afterwards. And I thought a Reuben sandwich would be. I always thought Reubens were
that's
really
probably
popular.
Wisconsin's favorite.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing Seth isn't here though, because he would be disagreeing with us, Kevin. Because for some reason, the man has a hate for BLTs.
He's not a BLT guy. He's not
him
alone
or Greg
either.
Bach. Or was it Greg Bach?
Yeah,
I think
Greg
it was
Bach.
Greg.
It's Greg.
Maybe I'm casting shade on Seth, and I shouldn't be.
I was just going to be a good teammate on that
one. I'm supposed to be nice to Seth. It's the new year. Dang it!
You already failed. 3 days
in. Failed.
Well, then you almost have to think that for probably the number one, obviously you say grilled cheese. That's probably got to be the state's number one sandwich. I mean, state was, Wisconsin, cheese, dairy.
I would say so. And it appeals to all ages.
How many people make theirs with different cheeses?
Me, I make mine with non-dairy
cheese. Right, there you go,
pepper jack cheese.
Pepper jack cheese
with a nice couple thick slices.
Mm-hmm.
Again, on Texas toast to get that thicker bread.
Gotta have the thick bread.
With the crunch.
I'm so with you on this. Yes, yes.
And there's 100%. Just something about bread grilled on butter, you know, in a pan that takes the bread to the next level.
Yes. It's worth the time.
Well, I tried something different, and you know, this was told to me, was you took your mayonnaise and used it as butter.
Mm. I have heard of that. I've never tried it.
I'd try that. That sounds pretty good.
That is something you kind of get with a BLT, because if you toast the bread for a BLT and you add the mayonnaise to that, which is what my mom always did, then you get the, I know this is going to gross James out, sorry James, warm mayonnaise on your BLT, and it's delicious.
Right.
Yeah.
Suck it up, James.
If you enjoy it, that sounds really good. That sounds good. It's always good talking to you, Kev. Thanks so much for the conversation, man. Safe travels out there and have a great weekend.
All right, you guys have a great weekend, too.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for rescuing our BLT.
Yes. We appreciate the best listeners and radio out there. Just a couple of more stats before we get to our news break. The top reasons we like sandwiches include they're easy to customize with different ingredients, and they don't require any cooking. So there's that.
Yeah, they're portable.
The most critical components of a good sandwich are high-quality meat, good bread, and the right condiments, and fresh vegetables.
Yes, yes.
That list, of course, varies for different people, but I think Kevin and I put bread a little bit higher maybe than some, but I would put that. I think that's a good list, a good order of that. And finally, how do you cut your sandwich? Ooh, down the middle or diagonal? 32% prefer the cut-in-half method, 35% say diagonal, and of course, 33% prefer to leave the sandwich intact. But that's 100%. We got a complete answer here. We didn't get anybody saying, I don't know.
I don't know.
We are certain on this one. This is
when it comes to sandwiches, we have an opinion.
I don't really, like, this is weird for me, because usually I'm pretty routine-based for a lot of things, but this is one I don't really have a huge preference on. I kind of like changing it up every once in a while. It depends on the sandwich. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because your grilled cheese, you got to cut corner to corner, so you got more dipping. Because you got to get the corners dipped, you know, so that's the triangles.
Yeah.
But for a sandwich that is like packed full of meat and veggies and sprouts, and then it's in half. Got to cut that in half.
Yeah, I like subs in half. Yeah, yeah. I've tried cutting them diagonal. It doesn't work.
James. You're just weird.
We'll get to our news break. We got some great news coming up from Melissa. We got our sports on the way, along with checking in with our partners. When we come back, we are talking about Google's top Is It Weird searches of 2024. Melissa James will be back with more coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Little Curtis Mayfield, Superfly. Ain't gonna get much more soulful. Those horns. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We got some fun stuff to get into to take you to the top of the hour. We got a bunch more coming up. Right now, I want to get into Google's top Is It Weird searches, or the James category. You've got to get out there and live your life. So none of this stuff is weird. None of this stuff, I'll tell you right now. But it can, the term, and for some, it can seem weird, or maybe it can seem a little bit out of the norm. But I think a lot of these things might actually see a trend beginning with some of this stuff.
Okay.
So what they did, Google posted their top Is It Weird questions we've asked in 2024, and they're all about doing stuff solo. which I know a little bit about. This might be my wheelhouse. This might be. I think this is also something. Another part of this that I'm doing this for is to kind of normalize a little bit more some of these things.
Right. It's not weird to be single or to be alone or to do things alone.
You know, certainly there was a point in our world where it was very important to reprocreate. And that was thousands and thousands of years ago. It is. And we've still been doing this, though, where you're not living your life if you don't have the white picket fence and the 2.5 kids and all of those things. And that's just not the world anymore. It's not to say there is anything wrong with any of that. In fact, a lot of us envy that. But not everybody has that, and that's okay. That's all right.
And not everybody chooses that, which is also okay.
Completely. So I think all that stuff, keeping that in mind as we dive into this list, is it weird to go to the bar alone? I hope not. Plenty of people do. But that is the
a lot of people do. They go there to meet people, maybe, but to go alone.
That was one of the top questions asked. Is it weird? And there's something else I meant to say. Sorry. What they're typing into the search bar, is it weird? Blank. So that's right. Where this stems from.
Yes.
And is it weird to go to a bar alone? I don't think so at all. And in fact, I know I've known a number of people that do this. And no, they're not all the lonely bar fly that just sits there and orders beers, you know, and doesn't say anything to anybody or anything like that.
Some of us go to bars alone and bring a book. And that's also okay.
Yeah. I know plenty of people who go to bars and they don't go there just to get hammered. Like, they, you know, it's a social thing.
Right.
I get that. I think normalizing that is okay, too, that mm-hmm. you can go to the bar and have a good time and not, you know, and be able to drive home without any alcohol in your system, you know, or mm-hmm. something like that. There's mm-hmm. plenty of things that we can work on, I think, when it comes to that. Is it weird to talk to yourself?
No, absolutely not. It's not weird at all, Melissa. I talk to myself all the time. That's right. You do. Yes, indeed.
I think it's weird if you don't. But I'm gonna be honest. I have never met somebody who does not at least talk a little bit to themselves. 715-424-2600. You go right ahead and call in right now. Correct me, but I believe that every single person out there listening, we have talked to ourselves. Maybe you don't do it a lot, but we've all done it a little bit.
I was having this conversation the other day, actually with a real person, but we were talking about talking to ourselves, and
I'm sorry, that took me a second.
Good. But we were conversing about the fact that we talk with ourselves, and I said the only time that it's weird or it strikes me as weird is when it happens in a grocery store. When I find myself talking to myself in the grocery store, that's when I feel weird about it because other people look at me funny.
Yeah, yeah. So I, the main thing they say here is it only depends on if you do it in public and at full volume.
That's yeah. the only time that it happens that I notice it. I know it happens other times, but for some reason, in the grocery store.
These next two I am guilty of, and I may have done almost as much as I've done with people. Is it weird to go to a concert alone? Go for it. Maybe you'll meet people.
Right? It's not like you can really have a conversation with people during a concert anyway, I guess, mm-hmm. depending on the concert. I mean, if it's an orchestra, maybe. But you shouldn't be talking then.
I've had, both can be fun for me. I love going with somebody to a concert. It's fun, you know, especially when you're sitting there through the long parts where you're waiting in line or you're waiting in the parking lot or any of that stuff. It can be fun. It's fun. I think one of the best things, it's like... both of these next things, I think, are fun to me when you go with somebody else because you get to talk about the event with somebody right away after.
Mm-hmm.
That part's kind of cool, too. But I think two of my favorite shows I've ever been to, I went to by myself. Seeing the Red Hot Chili Peppers or Queens of the Stone Age or Nine Inch Nails or some of the bands I've seen. I've enjoyed going by myself. I don't mind doing things by myself in many ways. I got used to it, and now I kind of got comfortable with it.
That's good.
And going to the movies. Is it weird to go to the movies alone? Now, there's so much to stream, it might happen less, but there are still plenty of people like myself that like going to the movies. Now, this mm-hmm. one, though, I would prefer to go with somebody else.
Yeah. I would say both have their, you know, pluses and minuses.
Yeah.
So as with anything in life, I like going to movies by myself. And out of the things that we listed and talked about, that is the thing I feel safest doing by myself.
Yeah, yeah. And
because as a woman, going to a bar by myself is a little, can be, depending on the bar and depending on the area that you're in, you just need to be safe and careful. The same is true with going to a concert. I wanted to really bad go see a concert, but I chose not to because of the driving time and the fact that I would have had to have gone by myself.
And see, here's a blind spot that I'm not proud of that I had on this. I did not think about that, Melissa. I appreciate you sharing that. That wasn't something that there's never any of these events or any of these things. That's never been one of my I have that privilege. I've never had to worry about that. I appreciate you sharing that. It's how we understand that stuff more and get a better. Hopefully it becomes regular. The next time this kind of thing comes up, it is something that I and others do think about.
And it's not something like I live in fear of doing these things by myself necessarily. But I do have to be conscious of that.
Yeah, and I want to live in a world where you ain't gotta be, where my kids, my daughters don't have to be. And I think part of how we get there is people like you sharing that kind of stuff, and so we get a little more, oh yeah, that's something. And it wasn't shocking when you said it to me, but it was important to note, and I appreciate that.
Because when you go to a bar by yourself, well, you don't leave your drink unattended, that's for dang sure.
Yeah, yeah. That was something that Terry helped me learn. I think that's, and I'm not the only one on this, I imagine. So I appreciate that. And it's a damn shame, too, by the way, as a side note. That ain't right. That's a Danny Wright story. Yeah.
The positive thing is that all of these things you can do, you know, solo, and there's nothing weird about it.
Yeah, that part, I really feel like we're ripping off the bad guy at the end of the movie's mask on more and more, where it's becoming more and more normal. In part because I think I give a lot of credit to the younger generation on this one too, where they don't seem to care as much what other people think when it comes to some of these things. We've seen it with fashion, where the first kids and the kids out there that are doing the real trend setting tend to be ones that don't really they're doing the used goods or going to Goodwill, some of those things, repurposing things.
They're choosing those things because they like them or they enjoy them.
Yeah,
and it's not because they feel pressured to conform.
God, I would love more and more of that in our society, of people doing things because you know what, I think this looks cool, not because other people think it looks cool.
Yeah.
Is it weird to eat alone at a restaurant is our final one on the list.
I hope not, because I do it a lot.
Now, same. There's a stigma to this one that I've never quite understood. I've been the guy in the restaurant, hey, can I take this chair? It doesn't look like you're using it. Like, and I don't mind that, because obviously I'm not. But what I mind is the kind of like almost half pity about it. Like, I don't need that. And I don't know many people that do. I don't think anybody's looking for that.
The easiest way to avoid that is to have a book.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I mean, that's why I keep a book in my car. That's why I have a book pretty much everywhere I go. Because if you just never know when you might need one as a shield. It works better than a phone because it seems less pathetic for some reason. But the other thing, too, is I would much rather eat in a restaurant by myself without a book and look like I'm lonely, maybe, then eat in a restaurant with somebody who I feel lonely with.
Well said. Very well said. I will say you do this the proper way. Here's the difference, not just with us, but with our society in a way. The book thing, leave them alone. They're reading. We have a respect for that. I got my headphones in. Like, look at this rude guy. This rude guy over here. that's what I've dealt with, at least.
You have the headphones in and you're not just blaring the music on your device to, you know, like project it on everybody else. That's rude.
We will be back with more. We're going to wrap up the show. Final 10 minutes of the week is coming up for you on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. Thanks for joining us.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into.
Want to thank all of our guests today as well. A lot of fun we've had with our callers. A big shout out to them. And a big shout out to the gang over at Tri-City Curling Club for joining us. That was fun.
Yeah. Make sure you get over there for the Bandul this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Find out more at tri-citycurling.org. Tri-citycurling.org. Visit them just a little way from us over here at 131 Hurley Street. And you can always...
8 to 4:30 on Saturday and Sunday.
Check it out, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get into our schedule in a moment, dive into that. But first, a Polish city announced it broke a world record when nearly 200 people took turns immersing themselves in a small pool filled with water and ice. The city of Medzyczka did not release an exact count of the participants, but officials said that they are confident that the nearly 200 participants hailing from around the country were enough to take the Guinness World Records title for largest ice swimming relay.
Ice swimming relay.
Oh. Man, you talk about records you got to really earn. You got to really want that one. The participants each spent a few minutes in ice water pool before tapping in the next cold water swimmer.
Wow. So they like actually, it wasn't just like a polar plunge. It was a, I'm going to sit in here until I can't, and the next person takes over. Ooh.
Yeah. The attempt's organizers included Katarzyna Jakubowicz, who holds the record for the longest full body ice contact by a woman, 3 hours and 6 minutes and 45 seconds.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I can handle the cold, like Midwest cold, and I don't know if I don't even know if my brain would work.
I have jumped in Lake Superior in mid July. And the water temperature is pretty close. It's like 30, 33 degrees around that time, like under the surface. You know, the very, very top is a little bit warmer. But when you jump in, and I immediately jumped back out. Like, okay, well, I didn't jump because I'm not Aquaman. But I did immediately climb back out and lay on the rocks. I don't think I could do this when it's actually freezing outside.
I did the polar plunge over a decade ago, and I still don't know how I made it. Like I still have not figured out. I'm still cold from it. I might be.
Well, James, you do have frostbite, as you've said, in your fingers and your toes.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you gotta wonder how. I mean, I think people who do go in, you know, like people who live in the Nordic countries, they have a love affair with cold and ice water, and they go into it regularly. I think you can build up your tolerance in your body to be plunging into cold water. I don't have that kind of dedication.
Right, I agree with you. I have same here. I really enjoyed Anthony Bourdain. Really loved his shows, his books, and he had a great one on this where he went out there and like did the sitting in the hot in the water. Mm-hmm. We've talked with Katrina and Steven about this a little bit, that they do some stuff like this. There are a lot of people that enjoy though.
Hot and cold treatments can be good for you if done correctly, but don't induce frostbite.
Yeah, just don't know. It would take me a long time, I feel like, to be able to get up to that level of being able to handle that and enjoy it. But it does seem like a lot of people do.
Well, and it's best to do it under supervision or with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't just go jump in the river. Please don't do that.
And I wouldn't do it. I'm going to need at least like a good 10 people. Like I need a bunch of people around for that one. I definitely do. We got some good stories of the day we're going to get to in a moment. First, I want to talk about a real good story, our schedule. And we've got some great stuff lined up for you. Of course, Matt and Air on Air coming up at the top of the hour as they celebrate their first year together.
Yeah, congratulations, Jane, on a year. Wow.
Yeah, that's
it's
great.
Hard to believe.
It's a great show, and I could not have been happier for Jane with that show. We're big fans of hers on air, off air.
And Greg. Greg's awesome.
You ain't going to find many better producers or better, really.
Sidekicks.
Yeah. Greg's so good at that. It's so, he has a great comedic timing and his pace for the show, the way he helps keep that with Jane. Great job. Yeah, having a good producer is second to none. You know,
I mean, you have the best one, right, James?
He's okay. He's all right.
Just side note to audiences: James produces his own shows.
We have a great lineup for you this afternoon as well. We will not have a Playmakers this afternoon, but that's all right because we got sports on the radio for you.
Sports.
Yes, we will have on today at 5 o'clock Wisconsin men's basketball as they host Iowa Big Ten matchup.
Oops.
That is going to be good. Ball night tonight. And over on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI, at 7 o'clock, the puck drops for River Kings hockey.
Hockey, hockey.
Steel County Blades coming to town. Let's fill the Southwood County Rec Center. Let's help the boys of Winter build hockey up and down the river. Show them what home ice advantage is. Join Mike and Seth tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on 105.5 WIRI for River Kings Hockey.
Awesome.
It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. And that's they're a great team calling those games.
Mike and Seth are only getting stronger together. Michael's been very genuine and honest about his learning hockey and getting more into the sport. And I my dad listens to him and he's like, how long has he been doing this? Because he thinks he's great. He loves Michael. Awesome. He loves his work.
That's a good endorsement.
Yeah. He's a hard one to win over, trust me. It is a good
James
one.
Is still working on that.
Yep, still coming. 7:30 tomorrow as well, Wisconsin men's hockey versus Michigan State. They are doing this one at Wrigley Field, the frozen confines. That is pretty cool. That is going to be a good game. I can't wait to hear that one on the radio.
All right.
A little bit later today during Midday Magazine, our last one of the week, but boy, do we got a good one lined up for you. Wisconsin State Representative Scott Krug will be with us at 4 o'clock.
Always a good conversation with Scott.
Yes. And in part two, we're going to replay our Miss Northern Lights conversation we had just a little bit ago.
Oh, great.
That was That'll a great good. Conversation. Looking forward to that.
And Beth wrote an awesome article about that, too. If you don't get a chance to catch the Midday Magazine, you can read the article.
It is so good working with you, Melissa. You teed me up perfectly right there, because next week we will not have Melissa with us, but she'll be back the week after. We wish you the best, Melissa. Safe, enjoy yourself and everything. Beth and Seth will be tag teaming next week a bit with me. We'll have some fun with that.
Awesome. Great.
I want to remind everybody as well to get us your good stories of the day. Love hearing from all of you out there. Our good friends at the Boys and Girls of Wisconsin, let us know about this. They have a great event coming up this weekend. Be sure to check it out. Sorry, my computer froze on me, everybody. I apologize.
They're having their Christmas party at Bullseye. Holiday party. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Their holiday party tomorrow with the Brothers and Sisters organization. They're having theirs tomorrow at Bullseye Golf Club. Find out more about that one and join if you can. Have some fun and be a part of Boys and Big Brothers, Big Sisters if you can.
There you go. That's it. It's confusing.
It's been a long week.
It's okay. It has. But guess what, James? We made it.
And you made it out there, too.
And so did all of you.
Yeah. Good job, everybody. Melissa, enjoy your weekend. Have a good one.
You too, James.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.